Gisje be, gisje be, bringe be, bringe be, mask jord be.
Thank you. I did not know who had spoken. The sun spilled all over my floor. The shades sat in and out with the I rose right from the fire that had done me in. Don't make false steps, you dive in. I don't know where. Broken bones and heartbreakers, empty rooms with no
skies are cloudy and gray. They're only gray for a day. So wrap up your troubles in dreams and dream all your troubles away until the sunshine peeps through. There's only one thing to do, and that's wrap your troubles in dreams and dream all your troubles away. Your castles may tumble, that's fate after all. Life's really funny that way. No use to grumble, smile as they fall. Weren't you a king for a day? Say, just remember that sunshine always follows the rain. So wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. Troubles in dreams and dream all your troubles away. So wrap your troubles in dreams and dream all your troubles away. Just wrap your troubles in dreams and dream all your troubles away. Dream all your troubles away. Dream all your troubles away. Thank you.
have to talk now. Hi, it is the Shomer Show here on WGXC 90.7 FM. Hands-on community radio. Putting the you and me in community radio. That was the Jimmy Jeffrey Trio. I've played this CD on my show before, and I went on a long tangent trying to figure out how to pronounce the name. I'm not going to do that today, but the song was called The Life of a Trio, and it features Paul Blay and Steve Swallow, along with Jimmy Jeffrey on, I think he's playing on that track, soprano saxophone. And we heard Ms. Jane Morgan, Wrap Your Troubles in Dreams. Will Stratton, before that, it was called You Divers. And this is this guy who has this fantastic new album. I know he has played in Hudson. He played at the Spotty Dog last summer and was deeply immersed in the making of a new album, which is finally available. And it's on Bandcamp. You can stream it or purchase it. And we heard the song You Divers. And starting off my show today, some new music from a band called Torkelson. And that song was called Markyard Bear. We snuck in a little track by the Everly Brothers called The Price of Love. But that was before noon, because our good friends at Al Jazeera ran out of things to say about 4 minutes early today. I haven't been really paying attention to the news because I've decided that the only sane response to what's going on politically in our country is just to bury your head in the sand. Okay, no, not a sane response. Maybe a sane response, maybe not a logical one, maybe a self-defeating one. It's the return of apathy. It's the 80s all over again, where people with consciences stopped paying attention to them. It's a Republican primary season. So today on the Shomer Show, I believe that there is a very special event coming up in the 1 o'clock hour, but I'm not positive, but I think the members of Avondale Air Force are going to be here to talk about their new self-titled CD and their show on Friday night. They're playing a record release party at Club Helsinki in Hudson. I love this band. It's Peter Aaron and Stanton Warren. Peter, formerly of the Chrome Cranks, and now the music editor at Chronogram. And Stanton, the guy behind Venturelift, which is that super slinky sort of post-Beach Boys, post-Sonic Boom, Spaceman 3, neo-psychedelic pop band. These guys get together and, okay, here's what they play on their album, okay? Fender Stratocaster and Hagstrom 2 electric guitars, Fender Twin Reverb and Krait G20 amps, tremolo, distortion and reverb effects, what else? Big Muff and Wah treated Gibson L6S, Fender Jaguar and Memphis slide guitars, Roland JC120. I don't know anything about that, except that when they start doing all that, I love it. It's heavy and droney and sort of power chordy and weird. And these guys also have this extraordinary hang up on outer space. So I think they're coming in. We shall see. So, and in the meantime, I have all of my regular little cross-section of genre bouncing to go through with you today between now and 2 o'clock. You probably have heard, if you listen to the radio station, that we have a pledge drive coming up, and it starts next Wednesday. And we will be asking you for money really nicely without sounding desperate or frantic. We're just going to be asking you to, dump out the change in your pocket and throw it our way. Because while most of us do our work here as volunteers, there are a few people who devote their lives so extraordinarily to the running of WGXE that we have to give them like a little bit of money here and there. Plus, we have to pay our bills, and we do our best to provide you with a value for your donation dollar by offering you music shows, news shows, talk shows, issue shows, political shows, agroforestry shows, the whole panoply of wonderfulness that airs night and day on WGXE. So let's see something going on today on the afternoon show at 4 p.m. here on WGXE. Corey Fisher-Hoffman will air her full report on her recent trip to El Salvador to serve as an election observer with CISPES, which I'd like to pronounce CRISPES or CISPES, but I just decided to spell it for you. Not really something to be made light of. Matt Bua will be on the air to discuss proposals for a community garden in Catskill, news, events, music, and surprises with hosts Peter Krug and Ron Diamondstein as hosts. And let's see, March 21st at 6 p.m., readings and dialogue between working artists, Tehu Cole and No Violet Bulawayo, presented by the Chinua Achebe Center for Writers and Artists, Africana Studies, and Rift Valley Institute. This is at the Weiss Cinema Campus Center at Bard College, tonight at 6 p.m. Dinners at 6 p.m. The event begins at 7. No Violet Bulawayo was born and raised in Zimbabwe. No Violet's stories have won the 2011 Kane Prize for African Writing and have been shortlisted for the 2009 Penn Studzinski Award. She currently teaches creative writing and composition at Cornell. Tehu Cole is a writer, art historian, and street photographer born in the United States in 1975 to Nigerian parents. He was raised in Nigeria and currently lives in Brooklyn. His writing has appeared in the New York Times, Chirimunga, The New Yorker, and other publications. Cole is currently a distinguished writer in residence at Bard, teaching an art history course on contemporary African art. So that's readings and dialogue between working artists tonight at Bard. And not that you really care, I know you don't, but I have terrible eyesight, and I have to read the events off my computer now, so I stumble more. I'm sorry. I'm trying. March 22nd through April 1st, 2012, at TSL 434 Columbia Street in Hudson, Gerhard Richter painting, a film. Gerhard Richter painting directed by Corinna Bells, one of the world's greatest living painters. The German artist Gerhard Richter has spent over half a century experimenting with a tremendous range of techniques and ideas, addressing historical crises in mass media representation alongside explorations of chance procedure. The first glimpse inside his studio in decades, Gerhard Richter painting is exactly that, a document of the 79-year-old creative process. Juxtaposed with rare archival footage and intimate conversations with his critics and collaborators. So this is a film. It's going to be at 5:30 p.m. starting tomorrow through April 1st at TSL in Hudson. Let's see. Yeah, showtimes Thursday through Sunday, 5:30 p.m. And then Friday, March 30th at 7:30 p.m., Saturday, March 31st, and Sunday, April 1st at 5:30 p.m. And also coming up this weekend at TSL, Bread and Puppet Theater shimmies down from northern Vermont to share their latest apocalyptic political post-agitprop performance. an all-woman cast performing in four puppet shows from the Republic of Cardboard. Hey, on Sunday, you can have lunch with Bread and Puppet at 12:30 before their final performance. And there may be a parade. They often do a parade down the street here in Hudson. So the performances of Bread and Puppet, Thursday through Saturday at 8 p.m. and Sunday at 2 at TSL. And Creating the World We Want, March 23rd at 7 p.m. at the Cary Institute of Ecosystem Studies, 2801 Sharon Turnpike, Route 44 in Millbrook, New York. And the Imani Winds Quintet, March 23rd at 8 p.m. at the Montgomery C. Smith Intermediate School, 102 Harry Howard Avenue in Hudson, New York. That is the Imani Winds Quintet at 8 p.m. and Avondale Air Force, woo! With Alexander Turnquist, Friday at 9 at Club Helsinki. They've got a new CD coming out. You're going to hear all about it today. And some other shows in town. I think Mr. Nat Baldwin, he of Western vinyl recording fame, a man who loves to pose shirtless in his promotional materials, Nat Baldwin is going to be at the Spotty Dog on Friday night. And you know, the last time he came to town, the men in the audience demanded that he take his shirt off to live up to his promotional materials. And he did. So Nat Baldwin, Friday night at the Spotty Dog. I have a new band that I want to play for you. Moving right along. They're called Toshaki Miyake. And this is a song called Best Friend. New music here on WGXC on The Shomer Show. Doesn't sound new. Sounds about 40 years old.
Thank you. No, you make me wanna shout. Look, my hands jumping. Look, my heart's bumping. Throw my head back. Come on now. Don't forget to say you will. Yeah, don't forget to shout. Yeah, 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 yeah. Say you will. Throw your head back, baby.
Say you will.
Come on, come on.
Say you will.
Throw your head back.
Say you will.
Come on now. Say that you love me. A still remember when you used to be 9 years old. Yeah, yeah, I always looked at you from the bottom of my soul. Yeah, yeah, now that he's old enough, enough to know. You wanna meet me, you wanna love me so. I want you to know.
Hey, hey.
Hot Dog by the Four Shells off the Complete Stax Singles, Volume 5, 1959 to 1968. Welcome to WGXC. This is the Shomer Show, and I'm your host, Karen, every Wednesday from noon until 2. Stanton's here. We've got half of Avondale Air Force. Hey, Stanton, I know you're not on the mic yet. Is it a long A or a short A? Avondale or Avondale?
It's Avondale.
Short A. Avondale Air Force. Stanton's here. Yay! Okay. It's so weird how, like, I can go from being, like, exhausted and hungry to being really excited. And all that had to happen was Stanton's here. Okay. So that was a huge, long set of music that I'm really excited to tell you about. Okay. It started with a band called Toshaki Miyake with Best Friend. And of course, anyone who loves music shamelessly derived from the Velvet Underground will respond to that song. And I followed it with another band shamelessly derived from the Velvet Underground, Galaxy 500, with Strange off their album On Fire. I'm belatedly reading Dean Wareham's autobiography. Reading may not be the word. I'm belatedly skimming it, sort of hopping back and forth all the way through it. And it's inspired a new obsession with Galaxy 500 and Luna, and a new appreciation for how weird and wonderful and melodically startling Galaxy 500 was. We heard Sid Hemphill and Lucius Smith with Old Devil's Dream, Y Chung Lo parting at Yang Kwan, going out to my friend Tyson, some Chinese music, and the band Outkind, a local improv band, gave us Dust Shakers, and Lulu sang Shout before ending that set with the Four Shells. So we're going to give Stanton a few minutes to settle in, and we're going to cross our fingers that maybe Peter Aaron will be here also. If not, we'll just talk about him behind his back, and we'll be back soon. So this is a band called King of Prussia, new music, your graduating honors.
I used to be a bad dude, still trolling when I met you and acting the fool. I've grown older without growing, enlightened, never knowing a future with you. Time takes forever when you're waiting for her to run to you and finally stand. Your eyes have never seen my winter, my splintered heart stuck in your trembling hand. My mind is not inventing dreams, my friends exactly as they seem. In time we'll all be in the sea, so why would I wait for you when you no longer love me? Graduating hours with someone from the past so long ago. Your voice, an old familiar songbird that flew in from the past so long ago. You wed on Dia de los Muertos, appropriate for you who never died. The hope was you would live forever, never have to stare. My mind has stopped inventing dreams, no line or unequipped to scream. I dug the remnants of the sea, but a depth or a depth of depth made it hard time for leaving.
হ্যালো, আপনারা WGXC 90.7 FM রেডিও স্টেশন শুনছেন, একরা ক্যাটস্কিল হাসন থেকে শ্রোতা সমর্থিত হ্যান্ডজন রেডিও কলম্বিয়া এবং গ্রিন কাউন্টি।
Thank you. nothing in life but you. I never regret the years I'm giving. There is it to give. When you're in love, I'm happy to do whatever I do for you. For you. Maybe I'm a fool, but it's fun. People say you rule me with one wave of your hand. Darling, it's grand. They just don't understand. Living for you, it's easy living. It's easy to live when you're in love. And I'm so in love. There's nothing in life but you.
We'll be right back.
Link Wray with Dance Contest. Tom Waits, Raised Right Man, off his most recent album, Bad as Me. Billie Holiday, Easy Living. Chet Atkins, The Entertainer. Duke Ellington, Depk, D-E-P-K. Chocolate Watch Band, Are You Gonna Be There at the Love Inn? And King of Prussia, Your Graduating Honors. This is WGXC 90.7 FM. This is The Shomer Show. And this is a very special guest appearance from Avondale Air Force.
Hello, Karen. Hi. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Thanks for having us on.
Awesome.
Some nice spins there, Karen.
Thanks, Peter.
Things I probably would have picked out myself.
Thanks.
Lucky you're here to do it for us.
Aw. Well, Peter, the Peter Aaron radio show is just, we're all waiting.
That will happen. We're determined to make that happen. It's just, it's been a little crazy lately, so. But that's the goal.
Well, good. I can, in fact, you can just program it and I'll just play your stuff.
All right. Well, I'll keep that in mind.
Just,
it might help
anytime.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Right on.
So, you guys, this is your first CD as Avondale Air Force, although, is that right?
Yep.
Yes, that's correct.
But Peter, you have your history in the Chrome Cranks, and you must have done other things.
I do. And Stanton has his history too with his group Venture Lift. The Chrome Cranks started in Ohio in the late 1980s, and actually just released first album in 15 years called Ain't No Lies in Blood. It came out a couple months before the Avondale Air Force debut.
That's amazing.
Yeah, a lot going on.
You've really been promoting it heavily because I know you mentioned it to me a long time ago, but I would like to promote it more heavily myself.
Oh, hey.
So
I'm not going to stand in the way of that.
Yep.
So.
Well, that's really cool. So, so how did you guys become Avondale Air Force?
Well, we kind of gradually started to jam a bit, about 3 years ago. I used to live in Woodstock, and when I recorded the first Venture Lift record, I sent it into the Chronogram to be reviewed, and lo and behold, actually Peter reviewed it in the Roll magazine, and as a result of that kind of connection, I think we discovered that we were kind of mutual fans of a lot of the same music, and so when we decided to jam, it was one of those things like. We both like really loud guitars, so we kind of took it from there, I think, and just experimented with the riffs, and you know, every few months we'd say, what do you think, do you want to get together and maybe write a tune, actually we used to get together at Peter's apartment when he lived in Saugerties. We used to rehearse in his living room, and the neighbors never complained, fortunately, but a lot of the songs kind of came out of those jams in the early days. And
now we rehearse in my kitchen in Hudson.
Yeah, I had a little space down in behind Digifab down in by the waterfront where we were rehearsing the last few months, but the leases came up on that, so I gave it up. But now we're kind of setting up in Peter's kitchen.
So how loud does it get? Because I've seen you guys play, but I heard there was a show in Kingston that was like super, super loud.
That was the way they mixed us. That wasn't our fault.
That wasn't you?
No, the people there are, it was at BSP, and they're really good. They know what they're doing. But, you know, we're not quiet with our amps, but we're certainly not that loud, you know. So they mixed us really loud for that show. That wasn't our fault.
So on the
it's all relative anyway, you know.
On the spectrum of like Dinosaur Jr. and My Bloody Valentine as being like the two loudest things I've ever
yeah. You know, we're not up to that level.
You're not
it's
that
not,
loud.
Yeah, it's yeah. Once it gets that loud, your ears start to bleed.
It's a different kind of thing. I mean, I think a lot of people that maybe know what I do with the Chrome Cranks and haven't heard Avondale Air Force, Chrome Cranks are a very loud band. Volume is very much a big part of what creates the feeling of that music. But Avondale Air Force is not so much about volume. It's about sound, but not so much about creating an actual physical environment with sound, which is something that the Chrome Cranks do. And certainly more so on a grander scale, someone like My Bloody Valentine or Dinosaur Jr. But, you know, it's not quiet. I'll say that, you know.
Yeah, Avondale, you know, the volume can get up there a little bit. You know, it can reach a certain kind of threshold where it's, I don't know, kind of creates a certain tension or something, you know. And but it's not ever loud enough that you have to wear earplugs or anything like that, you know.
Okay. Not that I wouldn't object.
No,
let me.
The BSP show was definitely loud. I even complained afterwards that
oh, wow.
I thought it was too loud. So.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's what fits the, you know, we just do what fits the song and what fits the environment and the feeling that we're playing in, the mood of the room or something. It's not really much more determined than that.
Well, since we're talking about the band, and we haven't played them yet, but we will in a minute, but I did just want to explain, like, because it's a pretty interesting way to put a band together. I mean, basically, you guys, sometimes you both play guitar, sometimes one of you plays bass. I know you play some drums on the record, but, like, live you have a drum machine. Mm. It's a pretty interesting...
There's no bass, it's just guitars. Both of us on guitar,
okay.
And we trade off on vocals.
Yeah, conceptually, one of the things about Avondale was to kind of give up the low-end frequency range because there's just the two of us, so we thought maybe it'd be interesting to cut a record that didn't have so much bass on it, and it kind of worked overall because now the mixes on the record are such that the low-end that you hear are the drums, so it kind of gives you more dimension in a sense, you know, without all this kind of low mid-range being filled up with a bass guitar, you're hearing just the kind of low-end drum, and it gives it more of a, in my opinion, kind of, it's more psychedelic.
You know? Yeah, it's a little bit less grounded in many different senses of that phrase, you know, and part of the beauty of it for me and I think probably for Stan too is just that we have maybe more traditional style bands that we play with also, and Avondale Air Force is so portable and so such an easy configuration. It's just sort of doing the maximum with the minimum setup, I guess, and that's great. You know, we can kind of the style we do, we sort of fit in with a rock show or else more of an experimental show.
Mm-hmm.
So. You know.
I think when I first saw you, which was probably like a year and a half ago, maybe it's been a while, but I mean, the thing that I totally love about it is that it's as if you've taken this one slice of rock and roll and just totally turned that into the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Like you've taken this one aspect rather than sort of the way a traditional band has sort of melody, rhythm, you know, vocals, some riffs, but some melodic parts to it. You've sort of taken this riff thing and just really like blown that out as much as possible, which I think is really interesting.
Yeah, that's a good way to describe
sure.
it.
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, it's sort of like
sense.
That's doing the most with what you have, and, you know, that becomes the language, you know, I guess. And, of course, we want to mention that our record release show is this Friday
at Helsinki.
$8 advance, $10 at the door.
Oh, man.
And it's also a vinyl release
what
party.
What a deal.
So,
yeah.
So that you can either get the CD or the 12-inch.
Mm. Cool.
And as if that's not enough, we have an incredible Alexander Turnquist performing before us.
I think people should just pay extra for him.
Well, again, we're not going to stand
away. It's such
a
deal.
We're just going to let him play all night.
Yeah. It's tempting. But maybe you do want to play one of our tunes just to...
We're going to play one of the tunes. I just have one more question because I get full of questions.
Oh, yeah.
Peter, are you familiar with Blackbird, the Kinman Brothers band Blackbird?
Yeah, Chip after, and Dale after the Dills.
Yeah, after
sure,
the Dills.
Yeah. You mentioned them as being...
I'm like one of four people who know about Blackbird, but they had a couple of songs that really did this kind of thing. And then they had other songs that were sort of awful, like... Dire Straits rock.
Oh, really?
They did this kind of just heavy riff.
And that was
thing.
That was after Rank and File.
Yeah. After Rank and File.
Yeah. I mean, I know I heard a couple tracks here and there. I never heard a whole album, but you'll have to Well, let me revisit that at some point.
All right. Me and my weird reference points.
Hey, weird's good.
Okay. So, Avondale Air Force, we're going to hear Circle Line off the new album.
Yeah.